I'm here at the Ok-Chin Community Studios, still weeks away from Cardinals training camp as they get ready for the 2018 season, but another opportunity to meet one of their young players, rookie defensive end, Alec James. He joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Hello, Alec. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. How are you enjoying your first taste? I guess it's your first taste of Arizona summer so far.
Oh, I'm loving it, man. I'm from Wisconsin, originally born in Iowa, but grew up in Wisconsin. And coming down here, it's real, real nice. I'm enjoying it.
So you're not minding the heat too much?
No, it's not too bad. I'll take this heat over the humidity any day.
All right, good. We like that endorsement.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so, Alec, give Cardinal fans an idea. Obviously, you're a big, strong dude who doesn't make a lot of noise with your mouth but backs it up on the field. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Introduce yourself as what kind of player you are to Cardinals fans who may not know much about you.
Oh, yeah, just like you said, I'm the type of player, I don't really do too much talking or anything like that. I kind of just like to keep my head down and work, and a lot of that came from my time playing at Wisconsin, just having that lunch pail mentality of trying to get better every day and learning from mistakes and just trying to improve.
Alec James, rookie defensive end for the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. During the whole draft process, we get to talk to a lot of the draft prospects before the draft and draftees after they're drafted. You were not drafted. You were signed as an undrafted rookie. So I'm kind of fascinated, too, about the process, the psychological process you go through during those 3 days when your name's not called. How early do the Cardinals get on you in terms of contact and wanting to bring you out and all that good stuff?
So for me, I kind of did a little different. I tried to treat that whole weekend just like a normal weekend. Was with my family and just wanted to treat it like a normal time. And when I didn't get drafted, I wasn't hurt or anything like that. I was just excited to have the opportunity to play somewhere and kind of make my name known. And the Cardinals, they started talking to me. Actually, a couple weeks before the draft, I talked to them and kind of throughout that process. And then I talked to them around the sixth or seventh round and decided to be a free agent.
All right, let's talk a little bit, a couple of different things here. You have the same trainer as J.J. Watt, is that correct?
Back in Wisconsin.
Back in Wisconsin, okay, I think I read that. And your strength is a big deal. I think I read somewhere that you did, 26 reps on the bench? Tell me physically what you bring to your position.
I would say just being able to set the edge on the run, using the strength that I have in the weight room on the field, and in terms of pass rushing, just working things off power moves and things like that.
All right, on the flip side of that, Alec, what are the things that you believe personally that you've already started working on through the off-season activities and what you need to improve on as camp gets here?
I would say just pass rushing without those power moves, using more speed or finesse moves. And that's something that a lot of the guys have been helping me with, and Coach Johnson, he's been helping me as well.
All right, what about your personality? Being an undrafted guy, is there the chip on the shoulder? What do you bring mentally to the football field when you step out there?
I would say I definitely have a chip on my shoulder, but it's not the type of chip that's going to ever get in the way of me knowing that I need to improve every day or knowing that there's always something to get better. So just that hunger to always want to improve and take criticism and any way I can.
Talking to Alec James of the Arizona Cardinals here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. All right, away from football, I saw on your bio on the Wisconsin website that outside of working out, you also like playing video games. I think I know the answer to this question, Alec. Are you a Fortnite guy?
I am. Me and it's a good way to keep in touch with a lot of my buddies back home.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody is playing that game. We were there for OTAs. I think it was Chase Edmonds, Bick, who said
yes.
Who claimed
yes.
He was the best Fortnite player
yes.
ever. have you had any competitions with any of the guys on the team yet?
No, I'll play with a lot of them, but no competitions. Whenever you talk to someone, according to them, they're the best. So that's just kind of how it is.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of people who still don't know what Fortnite's about. Explain why people love Fortnite and what the game is, Alec.
Yeah, the best explanation I could think for it, and I don't know if you guys know it at all, but I would just compare it to the Hunger Games. I mean, you kind of get dropped into an area, there's 100 people, and the last person to survive wins.
Okay, sounds kind of fun. All right, now, talking about surviving, nice segue here. Back, your transition from a youngster who I think was described once as chubby to a world-class football player, how did you do that? What motivated you? What changed inside of you during that journey?
A lot of it I kind of just grew out of once I hit high school. I got real kind of lanky and things like that. And then once I got to college, I got with the strength staff and worked with them a lot. And then surrounded myself with a lot of guys who had like-minded goals, you know, like-minded individuals. One of my biggest mentors and closest friends is TJ Watt. Me and him lived together for 3 years back at Wisconsin. And just seeing the way he take care of himself off the field and when no one's looking, and in terms of the nutrition aspect, he was a big inspiration for me and helped me out. Even to this day, if I ever have a question, I can just call him up and he'll definitely help me out.
You mentioned earlier, Alec, your mentality of like keeping your head down and just doing work, and how that kind of fits the mold of the Wisconsin program. Is that something that is just a coincidence that the guys that end up at Wisconsin have that mentality, or is that something that's really hammered home once you step foot on the campus at Madison, that that's the way the Wisconsin program works?
A lot of it comes from just the type of guys they recruit. Mm-hmm. Not saying they don't recruit guys with personality or anything like that, but it's a lot of guys who are willing to put in the work. They don't really pay attention to all the stars in high school and how big your name is. You know, because once you get there, you kind of learn from the older guys that tradition of, all right, now you're here, none of that stuff matters of before, and now you really got, this is when the work really starts. So just learning that as I guess it's a tradition,
yeah,
from the older guys.
And it's working. I mean, during your 4 years, I know you redshirted your freshman year, but during your 4 years, you guys lost 10 games total. Yet I don't think, and I'm not just sucking up to you when I say this, Alec, I don't think the Wisconsin program gets enough credit nationally for the type of program it is and how many games you guys win. You're always nationally ranked and you're churning out a lot of NFL players. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, it's something that, you know, we deal with, but when you're there, you don't really pay attention to the outside noise, whether people think we're getting not enough credit or too much credit. We don't really pay attention to it when we're there, but kind of on the outside looking in, yeah, it's definitely somewhere that really deserves more attention.
Yeah, Alec, a lot of people like to make fun of Wisconsin, including me on occasion.
He's a Chicago guy,
especially
Alec.
When Giannis Antetokounmpo can't get tacos at a restaurant downtown. But people who go to Madison, this is one of the most underrated college experiences for football players and basketball players. Do you agree with that? And isn't it a great place to drink copious amounts of beer?
Yeah, Madison is definitely a special place. I look back on my four and a half years, and it was some great times. Not only from the football aspect, but from the relationships I've built with people in football, outside of football, professors and things like that. And the campus itself is just beautiful, so it's really a great place, and the beer is good.
No doubt.
You throw that in at the end. I like that.
It flows freely.
Alec, last thing before we let you go, we appreciate your time. Saw on your Twitter account, I'm assuming you're a big LeBron James Cavs fan. Is that correct?
Yeah, big LeBron fan and Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay, so on the LeBron front, where do you think he ends up?
I don't know, to be honest. I've kind of been out of the loop just because football and everything like that and getting done with OTAs, but it'll be interesting to see where he ends up.
Yeah, it will. Everybody's watching it, and it's still a couple weeks away from actually happening. Alec, we really appreciate the time. Good to get to know you a little bit, and I'm sure we'll catch up again during training camp.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
You,
Alec James, rookie defensive end out of Wisconsin from the Arizona Cardinals, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line.